The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. It's the Chauncey here welcoming you to the show, and I hope you're either a first-time listener or a many, many-year listener. That have listened to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I always say, come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. And did you know that Chauncey's Great Outdoors is celebrating their 25th year on ESPN Radio? That's phenomenal in any kind of media business. And I'm very grateful to all of our listeners and sponsors and participants that have kept this program going for 25 years. And let's keep it going and enjoy the great outdoors together. But before we get into the show, a little bit of outdoor news. That's my little teletype machine, if you didn't know that. Okay, the 2022 class of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame with the Illinois Conservation Foundation, they're going to have their big gala on April 6th in Glen Ellen. I am inviting everybody who can hear this to purchase a ticket and come on out to this great event, honoring regular people who enjoy the great outdoors, who do the most unbelievable non-regular things in the great outdoors. I mean, the three people that are getting this award are just fantastic. They're recognizing these people for their unparalleled dedication in promoting, enhancing, preserving, and supporting the natural resources and the recreational opportunities. Doug Aller, he's an avid lifelong outdoorsman from the Berwyn area whose company hosts events such as Fishing with the First Responder and No Child Left Indoors / Family Outdoor Day to introduce the outdoors to children of all ages, including underserved youths. Then Nan Buckart, she's an educator and conservation advocate, a leader from the Libertyville area, who has dedicated the last 30-plus years of her career to inspiring thousands of people to preserve and protect the natural world. She's helped found the Chicago Wilderness and Lake County Nature Network and many, many other things. Eileen Rice, who you've heard on my show, actually, is known as the fishing teacher. I call her Mother Nature, actually, but Eileen is from Des Plaines, and she's introduced thousands of children and parents to the joys of fishing in the outdoors, using her classroom as the playground as an invitation to learn about aquatic life, imagine life underwater, learning how to cast, reading books about fish. And she's been doing this, I mean, when I say thousands, I'm saying thousands of kids and adults, and just keep multiplying that number. I'm so happy she's getting this award. I'm very honored that she's a friend of mine and a friend of the show. Once again, this is it's the largest fundraising event for the Conservation Foundation. It'll include an auction, raffles, and all kinds of stuff. Go to the ilconservation.org. Let me repeat, ilconservation.org/gala. Let's load the house. Come on, everybody. Let's sign up and have some fun. And remember, they're a not-for-profit corporation. They are not part of DNR, so that they're a 501c3. So, you know, that's called donations or tax-deductible. Check with your account always. Illinois hunters have harvested 158,000 deer during the last year's season, 22 to 23. I'm pretty excited about that. You know, roughly, they've gotten a little over that number, but that's okay, you know. But that's much higher than the 146,438 from last year. Archery deer hunters in Illinois took 69,557 in this past year season. Ute deer hunters, you know who those guys are, Ute deer hunters, took 3,339 deer during their three-day season. Traditional firearms, they did really well. They're up $6,000. That's 76,854. I gotta love that. Muzzle-loading hunters took 2,856 this year. A little bit smudged down, but, you know, the traditional firearms took over for that one. And the late winter season for antlerless only and special chronic wasting diseases, they're roughly about 5,404 deer, which is about pretty close to 1,000 more over last year. So I'm very impressed by those numbers. Very, very good. So, you know, all you deer hunters, good job. Madison, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging the public to report any black bear dens they may find across the state in order to help with their ongoing study of black bear reproduction and population. That doesn't mean you crawl into the den to see if they're taking a nap. Leave them alone. Let sleeping dogs lie and don't wake up a sleeping bear. Okay. But they're checking out the bear litter size, diet, and all kinds of things. And, you know, if you find this information out, it's really going to be helpful. Dr. Jennifer Price Tack, a DNR large carnivore and elk research scientist, said knowing where these dens are helps us understand these, how well the black bear population is doing. And the public is encouraged to report this information, whether they're occupied or not, because what the team does is they look through it, they find out what they have. If the best thing to give them is GPS coordinates, and you have it in your phone. Hey, there's a bear den. Click on your phone. Get the GPS coordinates down. Take a photo of it, but don't go into it. Can't stay away from it, all right? Let's use our brains. Description of this site and surrounding areas, all of this is going to help them with their study. And then the group is going to work with the landowners, the person who reported the den, and determining if the den is safe, accessible, and what the information they can find. That would be such a cool thing to find a bear den, but not go in it, okay? Don't go in it. But on today's show, let's talk about that. We've got crappie fisherman extraordinaire and guide and from Southern Illinois, Jason Johns from Boneyard Guide Service on Wren Lake. It's a lot warmer down there than it is up here. They're going to be 70. They were 72 degrees yesterday. And what we were, 20? Okay. Just go a little bit south in Illinois. Do a little nice crap. Not nice. Great crappie fishing going on right now. And they are biting. Then Cody Myers, who is fishing the Red Crest Fishing Tournament in a couple of weeks, will also be on today's program. But he's at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo in Madison, Wisconsin this weekend. And he'll be talking about his seminars, and on one today on Saturday, one tomorrow on Sunday. It's a little over 2 hours from Chicago. So anybody in Northern Illinois should take a ride up there. Anybody in Wisconsin should go to the show. It's going to be a great show. Stop out there, enjoy it, and be part of the great outdoors, indoors. And then in the last segment of the show, we'll hear the Aiden Fishing Report and some other outdoor news, if we can fit it all in there. And we just want you to sit back, pour yourself a cup of coffee, maybe a soda pop, have a little breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whatever time of the day you're listening to us, and be part of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We'll be right back. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic Southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake.
and it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say hey!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, we have a gentleman that I haven't talked to since, probably late fall or something like that. But, you know, I always say it ain't a little bit, but it's a lot of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. We have Jason Johns, Boneyard Guide Service. My friend, how are you?
Doing really good.
You know, it's been a cold couple of days up north here this week. You know, I saw you last weekend at the Tinley Show, and, you know, I was thinking about it, and I looked at the thermometer down in southern Illinois, and I went, it's 72 down there, and it's 32 up here freezing with snow 8 inches up on the Wisconsin line. There's got to be crappie going crazy somewhere down there.
There is. We've been catching them for a couple of weeks now. I've had a few trips already this year, and mm-hmm. Every trip we've had our big fish limit every time.
Ooh, and see, this is, I love to say this, Wren Lake, which is a 19,000-acre lake, there are no lodges on the lake because the state lodge is presently closed yet. But so there's 19,000 acres of water. It's got a 25-fish crappie limit, correct?
Yes.
And of the 25, only 10 can be what?
10 fish apiece over 10 inches. and 15 fish apiece under 10.
And sometimes the problem is finding fish under 10 inches.
Yes. It's a very odd problem to, you know, you sit there and you tell guys, you're like, man, you know what, I'm sorry we didn't catch any little fish. you know, and it gets to be like that because sometimes you hit those big fish so fast, you know, and you've got 30 over 12 inches in your boat, and you're like, then you catch another 12, 13 inch fish, you're like, all right, got to throw it back, and everybody's like, wow.
That's a bad thing to have, but I love it.
Right. Very, very unique problem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is a unique problem there at in Wren Lake. And, you know, it's just, you know, a little over four hours down the road on 57 from Northern Illinois. And, you know, it's so much different than when you say Illinois. Don't think cold. It's warm. You know, I think you're as far south as Washington, D.C. is on a map.
We are, and a lot of people don't even realize that. I mean, we're further south than Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of people don't realize how far south it is. Mm-hmm. Illinois is such a long, large state. But, yeah, our weather can be, you know, we can be 20, 30 degrees warmer than you are now. I mean,
yeah.
I know I've got at least a couple trips booked next week. And unless anything weird happens, we're going to catch fish every day from now on.
Yeah. Now, one of the things about, you know, going down there, you know, we're talking crappie here. But, I mean, you know, the bass are going to start getting a little more excited. Catfish might be. Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah. Bass are going good.
Jason, I got to get down. And now, catfish, which nothing looks better than a good fillet of cat on a grill, let me tell you. You know, they might take a little bit because they're a little bit more temperature sensitive. But the things that I'm hearing about is a lot of fish are around the 154 bridge.
Well, there's still a lot of fish hanging out there. But to your point on the catfish, see, like down here, it's so much warmer. What we look for, like we're actually in a thunderstorm right now. So after this thunderstorm comes through and you get a good little downpour, any creek or any ditch that flows into Wren Lake, you can stand there and catch as many catfish as you want.
And that's because the cats are waiting to see the buffet table come rushing at them in the creek.
Exactly. They're waiting to get the fresh worms coming up from the springtime.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sitting here. I'm looking outside. I've got Easter flowers popping already.
Oh, I need a little bit of Southern Illinois sunshine on the old bones.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I have heard from different people that, and Jason, well, when the white bass are crazy in the fall, it's nuts. But we're going to talk about that later down. But, you know, right now we're talking prime crappie, bass, catfish, and, you know, stuff like that. But the thing is,
bluegill
too. But, you know, I hear reports where you take the electronics and it's just a massive ball of fish that they see.
Yes.
And it's like, they're like, well, that can't be crappie. Well, they are crappie.
It is. Every year, you know, the fall fishing is excellent, especially like you said, they pack up around, you know, the bridges and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not just one person catching fish. It's almost every person catching fish.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. And you're like, oh, well, boy, we really have to hurt the population this year, but every year it happens.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I was going to mention. Everybody, we're talking with Jason Johns, everyone. Boneyard Guide Service down in Wren Lake area. Just unbelievable. And I really do mean, I mean, he's got such a knack and a nose for finding those fish that it's amazing. And I know he's catching them because people I know go out with them and they're saying, Chance, we got another bunch. And it's why Wren Lake is producing and has been producing crappie. It's just amazing to me. And biologists say, hey, everything's lined up and it's going to be like this for a long time.
Well, one advantage Wren Lake has, the unique thing about Wren Lake, it is a Corps of Engineers lake.
Yeah.
And that's why you don't have the houses and homes and stuff and resorts on it. But the unique thing about Wren Lake is a fixed level spillway. So when they hear these big spring rains coming, they can't just lower the spillway and drop water out of the lake. like you can say Carlisle, Shelbyville, anything like that. So our water level, when it gets high, it stays there. And the fish can go way back, and there's fish on Rin Lake during the spawn that'll never even see a lure.
Because they're that far up into the brush.
They're that far back, you can't get to them.
Wow.
And I don't care if you wait or, I mean, you'd almost have to take a bulldozer to get back there.
The other thing is where so many people just say, well, we're going crappie fish, we got to get 3 dozen minnows. A lot of times, I know you always have live bait, but just the simple plastic jigs they use down by you catch a huge number of fish.
There's a good, I mean, this may not be the rule of thumb everywhere, but my thing is water temperatures really dictate if I'm using, say, a minnow or a plastic. Now, I'm not saying you can't catch them on a minnow all year round, but when the water temperature gets around 52 or under, I'm pretty much done with minnows.
Hmm.
And as the water temperature rises in the springtime, there'll be a time where if you don't have minnows in your boat, you won't even see a crappie.
Mm. Okay.
So it's that's kind of one of the things that I look at.
Well, I mean, and once again, you know, you're out there every day, and I do mean that you're out there every day chasing these fish. Yeah. So, you know, you've got your hand on them, you've got an understanding. And, you know, with the Rend Lake Area Tourism Bureau, there's plenty of places for people to stay, whether you want a cabin or the Four Seasons at the golf course there. Beautiful place to go stay. And there are some other hotels in the area that are around there. And, you know, there's restaurants all over, whether you're in Cesar or, you know, Benton or, you know, doing it yourself. I mean, there's plenty of areas. And if you want to camp, you've, of course, have got the state park right there.
There's, I mean, I'm thinking almost 800 or 900 campsites right around the lake.
Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with this. I mean, but Jason, it just sounds like, you know, if you're not going to go out in the next week or two, you better call Jason to get a book a date in the future with them, because you want to be out there when you're pulling those 13 inch crappies out of that lake and you're going to go, oh, Chauncey.
Well, like you just said, I've been fortunate enough to have done this for a long time, and the people from your area have been very kind to me, and they come back every year. So that's one of the reasons we do book up early. So, you know, but just call. I've got a couple guys that we work with me, and you know, normally we can fit you in somewhere.
Okay. What is the phone number to get a hold of you, Jason?
Area code 618-927-3432.
Okay, that's 618-927-3432. And like I said, you need to get a hold of Jason, set up a time, whether you're looking to go out in, you know, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or maybe a month, or maybe you need to plan a fall trip or something. You need to get a date on his books now, because let me tell you, this guy's going to fill up. And he's been, and I've known him for... I'm not even going to say Jason, because nobody would think
that. That might give too much away.
Yeah.
If you're hearing that, we're in a torrential downpour right now, so if the rain's beating on the tin roof.
That's okay. Jason, I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you every time, Chauncey. It's always a pleasure.
And once again, the website that you have is boneyardoutfitters.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can go boneyardoutfitters.com and get to me, or go to boneyardfishing.com. Either one's fine.
Okay. All right. And then we'll talk a little bit later in the spring about what's going on, but definitely we're going to talk about some hunting down the road, but that's a few months away, okay?
Oh, yeah. Unless you're turning turkeys.
Ooh! Come on. I'm ready. All right, Jason, you have a good time. Get out of that rain.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. So become part of the Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest, trained to work on Mercury Motors and others, with training benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best, and trained to work on a Mercury Motor and others. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you hold a Daiwa Tatula rod or reel in your hand, you know it feels right from the very first time. When you buy any Daiwa Tatula rod and reel from February 1st to May 31st, you'll get a mail-in coupon for a free Daiwa Huck hooded performance shirt that's a $59.95 value for free. But this weekend, if you stop in at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, you'll get your free t-shirt with that purchase of a Tatula rod and reel at the Fish Tech retail booth at the show. See you there.
Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hey, man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information across America, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
No.
You can't catch fish.
No.
I got a little story.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest, it's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told them, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance catching fish on the slate, because, hey, you can pray you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish.
No.
I told you there, guy.
No.
Can't catch fish.
No.
What do you think you're doing?
No.
Can't catch fish.
No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, we have a gentleman. He may be from the crazy and wild west, but he travels the country fishing tournaments and is part of one of the big national tournaments, the Red Crest Tournament down in Lake Charlotte, North Carolina. I got to get my southern in there, you know. Cody Meyer from is on the line with us. Cody, how are you?
Oh, I am doing great. Just happy to be on the show, and thank you so much for having me. Yeah, man, looking forward to going to over to Charlotte there and checking out that area. I've been there one time, and I'm excited to go back, especially for the Red Crest, which is the championship for the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour.
Mm-hmm. And this tournament started 10 years ago, maybe. I could be wrong on that exactly, maybe 12 years ago. But it's the whole tournament series is where you know, somebody catches a fish, it's weighed right there, it's looked, they're able to, you know, keep a total of it. It's very much made for television with cameras on every boat in the world, and you could see things, and you could see where there's a lot of pressure put in and stuff like that. But, if, you know, you're catching a fish, releasing it basically in the area that you caught it, so you're not, you know, dragging it away from wherever, you know, it was. And I'm still not sure if that makes a big difference or not, but I'm not a biologist. But the thing is, I've seen so many people are able to walk up to you guys at these tournaments and really just have great conversations. You're very accessible, Cody.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we talked about that with Major League Fishing. You know, we're like in another professional sport, you know, football or basketball, you know, a guy like, you know, LeBron James or something, you can never reach that guy. So with fishing, you want that. You want to be able to, you know, reach guys that you grew up and idolized, you know, like me with, you know, Aaron Martins and stuff like that, mm-hmm. Kevin Van Dam. And so it's really cool. And you're right with the format. So, you know, I've done this for 15 years full time and the last 5 years with Major League Fishing. And they started, actually, it was 7 years I did the cup events. And you go out there, and I've always, you know, fished a tournament like everyone else. You catch, you know, your biggest five bass, you throw them in the live well, you bring them in. And what Major League Fishing really is trying to accomplish here is just conservation, you know, where you're throwing them in the live well, you're transporting them, you know, sometimes 70, 80, 100 miles away. They're right in the boat. A lot of them pass away. You know, the fish don't make it. So this way you catch them, you weigh them, you release them. And you nailed it. It's a tournament made for a TV show. There's a lot of drama. It's always dramatic. You know, the finishes are always crazy. You know, Major League Fishing was a catch all you can. So that made it a little bit different. Now we went back to catch your five biggest fish, which, you know, is really exciting and it makes it fun. And you know what? If a fish is spawning, let's say, you know, and it's on its bed, it's protecting or laying eggs, you catch that fish, you release it, it goes right back. So that fish could still have its normal spawn cycle. Mm-hmm. You're not taking, you know, that fish away from doing its thing that year, which is really cool. So really exciting times, honestly, with Major League Fishing, and the format's awesome. It's fun to watch, and we're trying to kind of prolong the life of the sport.
Yeah. Well, out of lots of fish that you've caught in the, 15 years, you said? Basically, you've been doing this, right, Cody?
Yeah, you know, I've done it my whole life. Really, I had this dream of being a professional bass fisherman when I was 5 years old. And but 15 years full time, and but you know, really fished my whole life. Mm-hmm. But Major League Fishing the last 7 years, but 15 years, which is crazy. I don't know where that time went of doing this full time.
Yeah. Well, you know, and once again, you know, we're talking with Cody Myers, everybody. He's going to be at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo this weekend in Madison. He's going to be doing a couple seminars. We're going to be talking about that in a second. But he's also fishing the Red Crest, which is in Lake Charlotte, North Carolina. I get my, like I said, I'm from north of the Mason-Dixon like you. I got to get my southern on, you know. For those people down there. But they all know who I am because just like you, you know, if you walk around, if it's 50 degrees outside and you're in a short sleeve T-shirt and shorts, they go, y'all must be from up north, huh? Yeah, we are, you know. But, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. It's cold up. I'm in Idaho, and it's cold. I mean, I'm looking out the window, and it's starting to snow a little bit. So yeah. I feel your pain, man.
Exactly. Cody, the thing, your seminars are going to be doing at this expo. And first of all, for, like I said, all these 15 years, I know, you've caught a lot of fish on your Daiwa gear, whether it's the reels or the Tatulas. I mean, you've caught a lot of fish on them.
I really have, yeah. You know, and I'm so – Daiwa is one of those things that – one of those products that as a kid I remember fishing Daiwa. It's really been a lifelong obsession with the brand. And so just to represent the brand now, it's you know, really special to me. And you know, this is the 10th year of the Tatula launch, and just excited to be a part of that. But what's even better, honestly, is, you know, some of the rods and the reels. I mean, Diablo comes to all of us as a group, anglers, you know, Brent Ayler, Ish Monroe, Seth Fighter, stuff like that. They go, hey, what do we need to do to make this the best? Like, what do you guys want? What do you desire in a reel or a rod or, you know, action? And it doesn't matter what it is, just we want to put that into the reel to make sure this is the best thing. Where, you know, I've worked with other companies, you know, not reel manufacturers, but it's a guy sitting behind a desk that just puts this thing together and he throws it out there, and it's not actually what fishermen want. So Daiwa is really, really good with that, and just proud to be, you know, a part of the company. They make stuff for every occasion, you know, even salt water is a really big thing for Daiwa. But, man, they just nail it. You know, the tattoo lineup is awesome, and caught a ton of bass. You know, like, say, I grew up in Northern California, so, you know, every year I fish from Northern California to Florida to New York and basically everywhere in between and put it to the test, and just always, you know, thrilled with the how everything works, man. It's just, it's meant to catch fish and meant to last, and the products, you know, really speak for themselves.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've, and yes, I was a sponsor of the show, but what I took a couple of Daiwa reels, and the funny thing there is, you know, yes, you can get a Daiwa reel, and just like anything, you know, you can get a car that costs, you know, $100,000 or a car that costs $30,000, you know. And I remember I said to somebody, I go, I want you to put, you know, four reels, all basically the same size, the same, you know, I don't want, you know, this one that's going to be this, but I want comparable right across the board. And I closed my eyes, and I haven't said this to anybody, Cody, and I picked up every reel, and I held it in my hand, and I spun it, and I worked it with my eyes closed. Because I didn't want to know what I was using. I wanted to feel it. I want to feel the smoothness. I want to, you know, take the bail, flip it over. I want to flip it back. I wanted to do this. I want to do and I, if I liked it, I put it on the left. If I felt, I'm not sure about it, put it on the right. And when I was done with these, I think it was five reels, I looked to my, I opened up my eyes, and I looked on the left, and it was a Daiwa.
Yeah.
I was like.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
I was like, damn.
Hey, we were filming years ago, and Daiwa released this reel called the Rev Rose. And, you know, the reel, it retails for, you know, I believe it's $59, $49 or $59. And, you know, I fished the reel, and they go, what do you think about it? I'm like, man, it's awesome. You know, and they go, yeah, it's a price point reel. And after I fished it for 4 or 5 hours, I go, what do you think that thing is going to, you know, going to retail for? And I said, $179, you know, $169, $179. And they started laughing. I'm like, what? And they go, it's, you know, $49 or $59, whatever it was. And I mean, it was $100 less than I thought. And I'm like, that's it? Because that thing fished.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, if you didn't know the price, you'd go, man, this is a, you know, higher end type reel. It felt that good. So when he said that, I thought about that story, and it just, I mean, it makes sense, because they really put you know, a lot of thought in there, and it all the products, you know, for that reel is made in the same place, which is a really big deal, you know, compared to, you know, making one product, you know, a spool or something, or the side plates in one factory, and another product, you know, the rest of the reel in another factory or something. Everything's made right there, so it's made to work, to last, to, you know, and to feel great.
Yeah. Hey, the seminars you're doing up at the Fishing Expo in Medicine this weekend, as a matter of fact, today you're doing it, you know, and you're doing it tomorrow on Sunday. Today you're doing a thing on swim baits for the Midwest. Now, someone's going to ask you, well, what's the difference between a swim bait and a crankbait?
So swim baits are, you know, they've been around for a while. Of course, crankbaits have too. But a swim bait is, you know, crankbait, you're going to throw it out there. You're going to wind it down. There's certain depths from shallow to deep. And that bait's going to, you know, really vibrate and wind and deflect off structure, stuff like that. A swim bait is going to be a little bit bigger. I mean, they do make small ones, but I'm going to be talking about, you know, swim baits for the Midwest and bigger swim baits as well. You know, growing up in Northern California, I got to live through the whole start of the swim bait. You know, when guys were throwing these tennis shoe size giant swim baits and
catching these big bass that had not seen these baits ever before. So I really want to share with you guys, you know, hey, what swim baits are going to work for the Midwest, you know, which ones to throw it, how to throw it, where to throw it, just a variety of swim baits. You know, it's something I'm really familiar with, comfortable with, done it my whole life. And when we were talking about seminar topics, it was something that, you know, being from California, hey, what about swim baits? Can we talk about that? So I'm going to definitely share just a ton of stuff about that, from, you know, swim baits, you know, glide baits to big soft swim baits to weedless swim baits. And, you know, one thing that's really important is, you know, even in tournaments, swim baits are really good. Even if you don't catch them on that big swim bait, you will find some of the biggest bass that live in that lake. And, you know, say the conditions aren't right and they're not going to eat the swim bait, but they'll at least come up. They're going to show themselves to you, and you're going to see what that fish is, where it lives, what piece of structure, and you can go back and you could throw something else and catch it. So a really important tool for me is, you know, swim baits of all different sizes, like I say, and, you know, catches giant ones, it locates them. And when you have some of those bites, it just changes the way you fish, because it's so addicting and it's so fun. And plus, of course, you're, you know, in the Midwest, you're going to get the occasional giant muskie, you know, giant northern to eat it. So it's, you're going to get some bonuses thrown in there too.
Oh yeah, you are. And then on the next day, Sunday, tomorrow, you're going to be doing power fishing finesse techniques. And, you know, it's going to be a seminar that's going to be about, you know, fishing a lot of different things, because a pro angler like you, Cody, you know, you have to go out. Guess what? Your job is to catch a fish. If the conditions aren't perfect, like we wait for a perfect wind day, perfect, you know, sun, perfect this, perfect temp, you got to go out there when nobody should be going out there, in my books. And then you catch, you know, you're fishing thick cover and people would ignore it. But that's where fish live, guys, you know? And you're going to be doing a whole seminar on this, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, I've always said, you know, guys are, man, I don't want to do that. I don't want to throw that because I don't want to lose the bait or break it off, right? And if you're not throwing in that stuff a lot of the times, you're not even going to attempt to get a bite. So, you know, again, growing up Northern California, you see just highly pressured lakes where big ones are living in structure, and I've learned ways to catch those big ones, you know, finesse techniques, but you can pull them out of the absolute thickest stuff, flipping, you know, reeds or tules or brush or punching grass and stuff like that. So I want to share with you guys a ton of stuff, how to go about this and generate bites. That's probably the most important thing. And then, you know, landing these fish too is obviously a big deal. You can hook them, but if you're not going to land them, that's definitely not going to be good. So ton of stuff about that. But also, you know, I really wanted to throw in there a lot of the stuff. I you know, talk to a lot of Japanese anglers. They're always kind of on the, you know, cutting edge of some of this technology. And so share some bonus stuff, you know, what's kind of coming out, what's new on the tournament circuit that maybe you haven't heard of that will help you get a lot of these bites in these, and the lakes. And, you know, Wisconsin fishing, you know, is phenomenal. The whole Midwest is phenomenal. But we do have those days where, you know, fish just, they don't want to feed. And if you're out there, I definitely want to share with you guys stuff to help you guys get more bites, generate some bites, and then land them. So that's what that's going to be about. It's going to be really cool tomorrow. And it's just something that, you might not have thought about, that you're there, you listen to the seminar, it's going to help you get some more bites and catch, you know, more fish.
Cool, cool. Once again, everybody, we're talking with Cody Meyer, MLF angler, who's also going to be fishing the championship tournament, which is called the Red Crest. And he's going to be today at 3:30 p.m., February 25th, at the Swim Baits for the Midwest seminar. He's doing it in room D, as in dog. And then tomorrow, on Sunday, he's doing power fishing finesse techniques in that same room, and that's at noon. So make sure you, hey, you're not that far away. Madison's just down the road. If you're living in Chicago or Rockford, it's even closer. If you're in, Milwaukee, right across the state, just get there. It'll be easy. Cody, thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming on this
morning. Yeah, thank you, man. I really appreciate it. I just wanted to throw in there real quick. I can't wait to get some cheese curds again. I know that sounds funny, but I am definitely getting some cheese curds, and sooner than later. So excited about that. But, hey, I really appreciate your time and having me come on, and love to come back on sometime.
And anytime you're eating cheese curds and they squeak in your teeth, those are good ones. Remember that.
Those are good ones.
Cody, thank you so much for coming on the program.
And, thank you, guys.
And I'll be hoping to interview you as the champion of the Red Crest, by the way.
Hey, that is definitely the goal. That's been the goal all year, trying to make it. And then now you're here, it's like, might as well try to win it. So hopefully we can redo that interview and have a lot of things to talk about.
Cool. We'll see you later this morning. Everybody, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2023 models of Lund and Low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard, at a price you can lock in today. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and at Waterworks Marine, you can get the boat of your dreams for 2023. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard, make only one stop. That's Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700. Or go to waterworks.com or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. When you hold a Daiwa Tatula rod or reel in your hand, you know it feels right from the very first time. When you buy any Daiwa Tatula rod and reel from February 1st to May 31st, you'll get a mail-in coupon for a free Daiwa Huck hooded performance shirt that's a $59.95 value for free. But this weekend, if you stop in at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, you'll get your free t-shirt with that purchase of a Tatula rod and reel at the Fish Tech retail booth at the show. See you there. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com.
DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at RendLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
With the hands of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong.
Easy. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you had fun with today's show. Man, you know, I go crazy when I talk to Jason Johns and about the crappie fishing, the bass fishing. Wren Lake, really, I mean, it's a little over 4 hours south of here, straight down 57 to exit 77, but 70 degrees down there. We're in our 20s. And I'm still using the Illinois fishing license. It's not a bad deal. I like it. But great thing. And then, of course, Cody Myers up at the Wisconsin State, the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, not the State Fair, Wisconsin Fishing Expo. Come up there, see them. Daiwa's got a great booth up there, too. Make sure you stop up there. I'm going to be walking around the show. Yeah, I know. Busman's holiday, as they call in the old days. What does a busman do on his holiday? He drives a car. What do I do on my holiday? I go to a sports show. But that's okay. It'll be a lot of fun. Okay, we need to get into these fishing reports here. First things first, it's the Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. That's your one place to get your latest Lund or low boat, pontoon boat, anything you need, and also that new Mercury outboard motor. Can't go wrong with that. Here he goes. Papa, we went down to the river in Grand Rapids twice this week. The first time it was kind of muddy and very few fishermen were out. I did not recognize the guys that were there, but we went back a couple days later and it looked much better, and my old fishing buddies were out and all calling my name when I got out of the car. That was cool. Dad sat in the car and worked on his phone while I walked down by the guys, and they said that they see the steelhead and walleye, but they're mostly ignoring their baits, like they have lockjaw. Anything they were using didn't work. They did catch a few fish, but said the conditions need to improve. I did see one steelhead hit a fly, and it jumped out of the water, and it was really cool, and it spit the guy's fly out. His buddies all said that they should have me show him how it's done. Oh, Aiden, you're turning into a monster. And we all laughed. Dad beeped the horn, so I had to leave. Talk to you next week. The guys at the river said, tell your grandpa, hey. Love your fishing magician, Aiden. Talk to you next week. We got hockey practice today. And the Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Let's not forget that, everybody. You know, with the weather being cool for a couple days and it's going to get nice and we got a little bit of ice, it gets kind of messed up a few things, but nothing really. The fish are wet. But some of the power liners on the lakefront are picking up some nice cohos, not huge ones or anything, but the perfect size for the grill rate this time of the year. Oh, are they so good? So they're using skein, night crawlers, large minnows on those power line, and doing pretty good. Perch are going anywhere between decent to great down on the far south side, but you need to watch the wind in those areas, 87th Street area and other locations. Some of the boaters were picking up some coho, perch, and even a few lake trout down in the Illinois-Indiana waters down there, which is another good sign. And in Indiana, the shore fishermen are doing quite well, spanking coho. Gotta love that. And the boaters are doing, as we just mentioned, pretty decently, I would say. So let's not pass up any of that action that's going on. Wren Lake, I'm not going to tell you because you just heard Jason John's report earlier in the show. If not, download the app at ESPN Chicago app. Remember, ESPN Chicago. Listen to the show and you'll hear his report, but it was a pretty good report. Forest preserves, weather kept a lot of people away. As it's going to pop up and get warmer, we're going to see more people out catching crappie and bass on minnows. A couple days ago, I was driving down through the Palos area, and it was so cute. I saw a dad, and it looked like his buddy or something, standing there, and they had a little girl, one of them's probably daughter, sitting in a chair holding a fishing pole. She was the one fishing. The two dads weren't. I just got a big laugh out of that picture. It was so. It was just purely cute. Braidwood Lake, Steady My Heart, opens March 1st. That's next week. Braidwood opens March 1st. And if you've ever fished Braidwood on opening day, yeah, a lot of boats, but oh, man, the fishing is dynamic. Yes, that is. Oh, okay, we'll talk about that. We get a report from Braidwood Lake, who's going on out there. Okay, Chain of Lakes, they're popping a few crappies in some of the back channels for the shore and boaters that were able to get out there. It's, you know, really kind of slow side. I think everybody's just waiting for everything to warm up there. The they did say they did see some northern pike taken by shore anglers on the east side of Fox Lake. So that's a good sign. That's a good sign. Pentwell Flowage, it's the quietest it's ever been on the lake, according to my reporter up there. He just said, Chaunce, I'm catching fish where I never caught fish before, and everybody else is not catching anything. It's just really strange. Little Green Lake up in Wisconsin, it must be that time where the ice is melting and things are going to change and everybody's going to get excited, because it's Little Green Lake also. Really slow day, really slow. But the perch are good on Lake Winnebago on the east side of the lake. Oh, yeah. They still had about 8 inches of ice, and that's a good sign up there. But the perch numbers were definitely good up on that end of the lake, so I like to see that activity up on Winnebago. And we got our Michigan fishing report from my grandson, Aiden, so that was kind of cool. I want to thank everybody who came up to me at the Tinley Park Outdoor Show and was very kind to me, telling me how much they like the show, thanking me for what I do, and to keep up the good work. It's you filled my heart. You really did. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I also want to thank anybody for all these birthday wishes that I'm getting for my birthday tomorrow. My email's loading up, so thank you very much, all of you people out there. And, whoop, I can hear the flute playing, and when you hear the flute playing, that means we're coming to the end of the show. Oh, no. It means we got to wait a whole week for Chauncey. Unless you go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. But this one comes from the Chippewa Nation. I love this one. The old man said, you are both ugly and handsome, and you must accept your ugliness as well as your handsomeness in order to really accept yourself. Now think about that one. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We borrow it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, or later today up in Madison, Wisconsin, Wisconsin Fishing Expo.